Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
In this week's Torah portion, the matriarch Rebecca is pregnant with twins who battle intensely within her womb, causing immense distress. She expresses, Im kein, lama ze anochi? If so, why do I exist? If this is my reality, how do I continue living? How do I go on? At this moment, many of us in the Jewish community are distressed. We can imagine our brothers and sisters across seas asking themselves Rebecca's question, Im ken, lama ze anochi? How do we continue living with such loss, so much excruciating pain and trauma? This trauma is communal. We are heartbroken at the death of all innocent people, the eruption of so much hate towards Israel and towards Jews has been shocking, isolating. It triggers our historical memories of our ancestors who experienced such horrors as the Holocaust, pogroms, and further back throughout Jewish history. Before October 7th, we may have felt generally distant from daily experiences of anti-Semitism, but now it seems to be virtually everywhere, even in elementary and middle schools. In the last few weeks, I have heard from parents of children attending different schools all over the city who are facing anti-Semitic aggression, swastikas drawn on bathroom walls, hateful emails sent out to Jewish students and staff. Those who have quietly harbored anti-Semitic beliefs now feel emboldened to express hate. This is so shocking to us Jews, perhaps especially to us liberal Jews who pride ourselves on building allyships. We are deeply passionate in our pursuit of social justice, our outspoken support for communities facing discrimination and hate. We have rallied, marched, and joined hands with so many groups to uplift their voices. Yet suddenly, after October 7th, we look around and find ourselves largely alone. We are no longer fully accepted as part of certain groups and communities. We are asked to check our Zionism at the door or even denounce it. We find ourselves the objects of hatred simply for being Jewish. We are at a time that will really challenge us. We can no longer make the same assumptions that we once held. But our tradition shines a light on how to go forward, to come together and rebuild, to see ourselves as agents of healing, of solace, and of strength, even in these moments when we need solace and strength, we can still bring it to others. We need to continue to pursue justice, to lift up the voices of the disempowered, and to do so in the name of Judaism. As you know, our rabbis Hirsch and Kaplowitz are currently in Israel leading a Reform Rabbis mission, bearing witness and bringing support. I hope you've been watching Rabbi Hirsch's video interviews, documenting firsthand experiences of Israelis at this gut-wrenching moment. These stories give us great insight into what actually transpired. Many are heartbreaking to watch, but offer strength as we observe the ways in which everyday Israelis, even in their time of great suffering, have not given up hope for peace and are striving for a better world. One video features the Merchav Marpeh, healing space, conceived of and run fully by volunteers who left jobs and clinics to help the survivors of the music festival massacre who were under siege. These survivors experienced the most heinous atrocities for many hours before anyone was able to get there to help. Dr. Leah Naor, founder of Merchav Marpeh, said, "We wanted them to come to a place that could bring their trust back in the goodness of people." She shared with the survivors, "The amount of evil that you have felt in that massacre, we are going to shower you with so much good that you won't know what to do with it. There is no way to fight darkness but to bring light. That's the only way." She shared a story about a volunteer who makes sculptures with survivors. When she offered to reimburse him for his craft supplies, he declined, responding, "Do you think I would let you take away from my mitzvah?" As Rabbi Hirsch said, this eruption of love, national unity, and concern is the Jewish response. It provides the answer to Rebecca's question, Im Kein, Lama Ze Anochi? How do we continue to live with so much loss? We turn our energy towards one another in this time of distress. This is where we find hope and the seeds of renewal. We cannot fight hate with hate. Only light can pierce through the darkness. Shabbat Shalom.